Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am VC Pramod with the news at 9. The headlines. National Investigation Agency makes first major arrest in Red Fort car bomb blast case. NAB's close aide of suicide bomber Omar Nabi from Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asks team of India's first bullet train project to document their experiences in a blue book to guide future work. NDA's five allies engage in hectic parleys on formation of new government in Bihar. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar meets Qatar's top leadership, reiterates commitment to strengthening bilateral ties. Indian shooter Dhanush Srikanth sets world record at Deaflympics in Tokyo, clinching gold medal in men's air rifle event. And in first ever women's T20 World Cup cricket for the blind, India beat Pakistan by 8 wickets at Colombo in Sri Lanka. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has announced the first major breakthrough in the Red Fort area car bomb blast case, which claimed 10 innocent lives and left 25 others injured in the national capital. The agency has arrested a Kashmiri resident named Amir Rashid Ali from Delhi in the case, who reportedly conspired with the suicide bomber Omar Nabi to carry out the terror attack. According to the agency, the car involved in the attack was registered under the name of the accused Amir Rashid Ali. The anti-terror agency has also seized another vehicle which belongs to Nabi. The vehicle is being examined for evidence in the case. The NIA has examined 73 witnesses so far, including those injured in the blast. NIA is working in close coordination with Delhi Police, Jammu and Kashmir Police, Haryana Police, UP Police and various sister agencies. The agency said that it is pursuing multiple leads to unearth the larger conspiracy behind the bombing and identify others involved in the case. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asked team of India's first bullet train project to document their experiences in a blue book to guide future work. Mr. Modi said maintaining such records will be useful for students and contribute to nation building. The Prime Minister made the remarks while interacting with the team of engineers and other workers involved in the project during his visit to the under construction bullet train station at Surat in Gujarat yesterday. During the visit, Mr. Modi also reviewed the progress of Mumbai-Ahmedabad high-speed rail corridor. The Prime Minister asked the team about adherence to speed and timetable targets. Workers informed him that the project was moving ahead smoothly and without difficulties.
आपको क्या लगता है स्पीड ठीक है आप लोगों ने जो तय किया था उस टाइम टेबल से चल रहे हैं कि आप लोगों को कुछ दिक्कत हो रही है
नहीं सर कोई दिक्कत नहीं है
आप क्या कहेगी
मैं केरला से हूँ मैं नवसारी में इधर सेक्शन 2 नॉइज बैरियर फैक्ट्री में रोबोटिक यूनिट देख रही हूँ उधर नॉइज बैरियर का जो रीबार केज है वो रोबोट की मदद से हम लोग वेल्डिंग कर रही है
क्या लगता है आपको ये बुलेट ट्रेन बनाना और भारत में पहली ट्रेन बनना इसको आप स्वयं के मन में क्या सोचती
हैं सर सेवा लगता है कि ये ड्रीम है जो मैं काम कर रही हूँ वो बहुत काम आएगा आगे परिवार के लिए प्राउड मोमेंट है मेरे लिए
देखिए जब तक मन में ये भाव नहीं आता मैं मेरे देश के लिए काम कर रहा हूँ मैं देश को एक नई चीज दे रहा हूँ जिसने पहला स्पेस सैटेलाइट छोड़ा होगा उसको लगता होगा ना और आज सैकड़ों सैटेलाइट जा रहे हैं
नमस्ते सर मेरा नाम श्रुति है मैं बैंगलोर से हूँ और मैं लीड इंजीनियरिंग मैनेजर हूँ डिजाइन और इंजीनियरिंग कंट्रोल देखती हूँ इनिशियल प्लान और इम्प्लीमेंटेशन पहले होता है फिर जैसे जैसे एग्जीक्यूशन करने की ओर पे जाते हैं हम उसके प्रोज एंड कॉन्स हर बार चेक करते हैं हर एक स्टेप में और अगर हमसे ये नहीं हो रहा है पहले सोल्यूशन निकालने की कोशिश करते हैं अगर तब भी नहीं हुआ तो कौन सा ऑल्टरनेट सोल्यूशन उसके लिए देख सकते वो करके हम हर एक स्टेप में आगे बढ़ते जाते हैं सर
ये जो आपके अनुभव है अगर वो रिकॉर्डेड होंगे एक ब्लू बुक की तरह तैयार होते हैं तो देश में हम बहुत बड़ी मात्रा में बुलेट ट्रेन की दिशा में जाने वाले हैं अब हम नहीं चाहेंगे हर लोग नया प्रयोग करें यहाँ से जो सीखा हुआ है वो वहाँ रिप्लिका होना चाहिए अगर इस प्रकार का कोई रिकॉर्ड आप मेंटेन करते हैं भविष्य में स्टूडेंट्स के लिए भी काम आ सकता है
जिंदगी यहीं खपा देंगे देश को कुछ देके जाएंगे
Union Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav was also present during the Prime Minister's visit. In Bihar, hectic deliberations are underway among the five constituent parties of the NDA on the formation of the new government following the completion of the Legislative Assembly elections. The National Democratic Alliance, NDA, secured a thumping majority in the Bihar Assembly polls, winning 202 seats in the 243-member House. Since yesterday, continuous discussions have been taking place among the BJP, Janata Dal United, Lok Jan Shakti Party, Ram Vilas, Hindustani Awam Morcha and Rashtriya Lok Morcha on the structure of the new government, cabinet representation quotas and other key issues. Earlier in the day, senior BJP leaders, including Union Minister of State for Home, Nityanand Rai, and Deputy Chief Minister Vijay Kumar Sinha, along with Rashtriya Lok Morcha President Upendra Kushwaha, met JDU President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar at his residence in Patna. BJP State President Dr. Dilip Jaiswal also met the Chief Minister later in the evening. Meanwhile, Mr. Kushwaha has reached New Delhi to hold discussions with the top BJP leadership regarding issues related to government formation. More from our correspondent.
Separate meetings of the newly elected MLAs of the Bharatiya Janata Party and Janata Dal United are likely to be held tomorrow in Patna to elect their respective legislative party leaders. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar is expected to be elected as the leader of Janata Dal United legislative party, as senior party leaders have already endorsed his name. After the Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas, the Hindustani Awam Morcha has also elected its legislative party leader. Prafull Manjhi has been elected as the leader of Hindustani Awam Morcha legislative group. Once all the constituents of ruling alliance elect their respective legislative party leaders, a joint meeting of the 202 newly elected MLAs of NDA will be convened to elect the leader of the NDA legislative group. Subsequently, the newly elected NDA leader will submit a letter of support from the MLAs to the governor and stake the claim to form the new government. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle @AIRNewsAlerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on the Amir of Qatar, Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, in Doha today. Dr. Jaishankar conveyed the warm greetings of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and reiterated the commitment to stronger India-Qatar relations. The foreign minister valued Amir of Qatar's guidance on expanding collaboration and exploring new opportunities. Dr. Jaishankar also met Qatar's Prime Minister and Minister of Foreign Affairs, Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman Al Thani, in Doha. In a social media post, the External Affairs Minister said the two leaders exchanged views on developments in the West Asia as well as broader regional and global issues. Dr. Jaishankar expressed happiness over his meetings and said that the discussions covered key aspects of the strategic partnership, including energy, trade, investment and people-to-people connections. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today urged the plastics industry to take a decisive leap towards ensuring 100% reuse and recycling of plastics, in line with India's national sustainability goals and growing global demand for circular and environmentally responsible products. The minister was addressing the Export Excellence Award ceremony and Platinum Jubilee celebrations of Plastics Export Promotion Council, PlexConcil, in Mumbai today. The National Press Day is being observed in the country today. The day marks the establishment of the Press Council of India, which began its work on this day in 1966 as an independent moral watchdog of the media. The day reaffirms the vital role of a free, responsible and ethical press in strengthening the nation's democracy. Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav took part in the National Press Day celebrations in New Delhi today. Talking to media, Mr. Vaishnav said, "Press plays a very important role in the country's democracy." He congratulated all the workers in the press and media fraternity on the occasion.
On National Press Day, I extend my heartfelt greetings and congratulations to everyone working in the field of press and media. The role of the press in our democracy is extremely important. That is why on this National Press Day, a lecture was organized on how to counter misinformation and to strengthen the credibility of the press.
The event was also attended by Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju, and Chairperson of Press Council of India, Justice Ranjana Prakash Desai. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today underscored the media's vital role in highlighting the nation's positive developments to inspire optimism among the youth. The Vice President was speaking at the Manorama Newsmakers Award ceremony in New Delhi. On the occasion, Mr. Radhakrishnan presented the Manorama Newsmakers Award to Union Minister of State for Tourism and Petroleum and Natural Gas, Suresh Gobi. In Kerala, the Shabarimala Hill Shrine of Lord Ayyappa opened this evening for the auspicious Mandala Magaravalaka annual pilgrimage. The temple witnessed a heavy rush of devotees who had gathered to offer prayers. We have a report.
In the presence of Tandri Kandarera Mahesh Mohanar, the outgoing Melshandi Arun Kumar Nambudiri opened the Srikovil of Shabarimala temple at 5 p.m. today. The installation ceremony of the newly selected Melshandis E.D. Prasad and Manu Nambudiri for the Ayyappa temple and the Malikapuram temple was also performed. The two-month-long annual pilgrimage season begins tomorrow with the start of the Malayala month of Vrichigam. Mandala Puja will be held on December 27 and the Magaravilakku festival is on January 14. Lakhs of pilgrims from across the country are expected to visit the temple during the annual pilgrimage. Anila Balakrishnan, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair the 32nd meeting of the Northern Zonal Council in Faridabad, Haryana tomorrow. The meeting will bring together member states and union territories of the Northern Zone to discuss issues of regional and national relevance. Senior officials of Haryana, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Rajasthan, Delhi, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh and Chandigarh will participate. The forum provides a structured platform for cooperative dialogue between the centre and states. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Andhra Pradesh, Kerala and Mahe till tomorrow. Meanwhile, the air quality in Delhi NCR continues to be in the very poor category with an air quality index AQI of 373 recorded at 7 p.m. today. On to sports. Indian shooters made a strong start at the 2025 Deaflympics with Dhanush Srikanth winning the gold medal in the men's air rifle event in Tokyo and setting a world record today. Besides securing top podium position, Srikanth successfully defended his title from the last edition and set a remarkable new world record with an impressive score of 252.2 points in the final to edge past his compatriot Mohammad Vania, who settled for a silver medal with a score of 250.1. In the women's air rifle event, Mahit Sandhu won silver and Komal Wagmare clinched bronze, giving another double podium finish for India. In boxing, India made a winning start at the World Cup finals in Greater Noida on day one, with all four boxers advancing to the semi-finals after a commanding victory in their quarter-final bouts. In the women's 48-kilogram category, Meenakshi defeated Kazakhstan's Bolat Akbota, while in 58-kilogram category, Preeti beat Uzbekistan's Utkatmova Nigina. Indian men also started off with victories. In men's 80-kilogram category, Ankush reached the semi-final win against Japan's Wakaya Go, and Narinder progressed to last four of 90-plus categories, overpowering Ukraine's Mama Soilev Kalimjon. In first-ever Women's T20 World Cup Cricket for the Blind, India defeated Pakistan by 8 wickets in a high-voltage clash at Colombo in Sri Lanka today. India achieved the target of 136 runs in just 10 overs with a loss of 2 wickets. Earlier put into bat, Pakistan were bowled out for 135. In men's cricket, South Africa defeated host India by 30 runs in the first test of the two-match series at Eden Gardens in Kolkata today. Chasing the target of 124 runs set by South Africa, India were all out for 93 runs in their second innings. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. National Investigation Agency makes first major arrest in Red Fort car bomb blast case, nabs close aide of suicide bomber Umar Nabi from Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asks team of India's first bullet train project to document their experiences in a blue book to guide future work. NDA's five allies engage in hectic parleys on formation of new government in Bihar. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar meets Qatar's top leadership, reiterates commitment on strengthening bilateral ties. Indian shooter Dhanush Srikanth sets world record at Deaflympics in Tokyo, clinching gold medal in men's air rifle event. And in first ever Women's T20 World Cup Cricket for the Blind, India beat Pakistan by 8 wickets at Colombo in Sri Lanka. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.